that's kind of why. And the way you would start is think through what are the tasks, typically administrative in nature, that you're doing every day, all day as a real estate agent that do not require a real estate license, right? It's, for example.
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
John Gluch is the owner and founder of Gluch Group. John began his full-time career in real estate in 2003 after he earned a degree from Arizona State University. He ranks in the top 25 out of more than 40,000 agents in Phoenix. In this interview, John will share how you can leverage virtual assistants to make more money and change more lives.
My name is Dan Roshan. I'm the host of the CPI Podcast, which is the real estate show designed to help top-producing agents leverage and scale your business, allowing you to earn more money in less time, for seasoned agents to help you get to the next level of stable income, and for new agents to help you find the right way to freedom and money so that each of you can reach your potential as a person and as a real estate agent, which means you'll have certainty in your future. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show. Hello, consistent and predictable income community. My name is Dan Roshan. I'm joined today with John Gluch. We're going to be talking about leveraging virtual assistants to make more money and change more lives. All right, John, it's a pleasure to have you here today. So I know that a little bit about you. So you went to Arizona State University and earned your degree in financing, and you went into full-time real estate. And now you, of more than 40,000 agents in Phoenix, you rank number 25.
Yeah, it's probably higher than that these days. We're up there, so it's pretty fun. We've had a great little career. My team in Phoenix will do $120 million in sales this year. And I've got a team in San Diego that'll do, we just started this year. It's our one-year anniversary this month, that'll do $35 million this year. And I live in San Diego now, so.
Congratulations to that. How many transactions is $120 million?
So in Phoenix, this year, it'll be about 200. Okay. And in San Diego, we'll do around 40 or 50 this year, something like that.
And how many agents in each hub there?
So we have 9 right now. We just picked up a few new ones in Phoenix and 7 or 8 in San Diego. Several new folks in San Diego as well. So it's been a crazy year. We went from 0 to 8 in San Diego. And then in Phoenix, we doubled our agent count as well. So that's been part of our growth, is bringing on new people, helping them scale up their skills. And yeah.
Awesome. And so then you use virtual assistants to be able to support both teams or the same team in 2 different locations. So how many virtual assistants do you have?
Yeah, so we have 10. We just hired our 11th, if math serves. Yeah, it's cool because what we can do with our virtual assistants, so that they're over in the Philippines and India, mostly the Philippines. And the benefit is we can bring all these agents on to the team and they have an assistant right away. I mean, it's not like you have to go out and sell 50 houses to have help. Yeah. We have systemized helping even brand new agents. I've got agents who literally never sold a house before, got their license, joined our team, and they got an assistant, you know, which that's very rare. Not many teams are offering that kind of help right off the bat. And it helps agents to not be overwhelmed by all the administrative work that is required to do real estate, but they can focus on selling houses.
So 11 virtual assistants and about the same amount of agents, and the Philippines and India. How many in India and how many in the Philippines?
So we got 3 in India and whatever that would be, 7 or so in the Philippines. Yeah. And what we've kind of learned is that in the virtual assistant world, the Philippines is probably the most common place to recruit people from because the language barrier is not as steep there. And the culture is pretty similar. So the Philippines culture is not that dissimilar from American culture, which helps. Also, that's a country where they're used to working overnight. So very common for people in the Philippines to work for American companies. Oftentimes they're working for big companies, Verizon or whatever, AT&T. And they're just used to working the graveyard shift, which is when they need to work to be on US-based hours. And that's what our team does. So that tends to help a lot. And they have reliable infrastructure. Their internet's pretty good. Their power systems are pretty good. that has helped to grow it. And Mexico is a growing market too. I don't have any Mexican VAs, but that's a growing market for sure.
And what about India? So do you have, you know, different specialists for different areas?
Not really. It's kind of funny how the way I found everybody is this one, all these random little unique stories. And then when you find good people, you can kind of stop recruiting because those good people will find you other good people, right? I mean, good people hang out with good people. So we haven't recruited in a while because we get referred. So the folks we have in India are fantastic and they do a really great job. And they just happen to be more on our tech side of things. I don't know if that's always how it is, but that is what we have on our team is several of our guys in India are kind of the more tech savvy dudes and they get stuff figured out pretty quick. Our agents can't.
All right. So tell me these 11 virtual assistants, what do you have them doing? Walk me through the tasks that they do and how is it organized?
Yeah. So the best way to think about it is if you start from an individual standpoint, let's say you don't have any virtual assistants, right? And you're thinking about hiring somebody. Well, why would you do that? First of all, it's less expensive. So you're typically going to pay anywhere between $700 a month to maybe $1,500 a month to pay somebody overseas a full-time wage. And that's a good living wage. Cost of living is insane. It's, I mean, it's a bigger version of the difference. I live in California now. Well, it costs me a lot more to live than it does for people who live in Idaho, right? Sure. It's a lot cheaper in Idaho. It's even more cheap. So you could pay somebody in Idaho a lot less to live the same lifestyle it would take you to live here in San Diego. Well, the same is true overseas, right? So that's why it's less expensive. And what's great is there's a big culture benefit, for at least in my experience, right? Because you're getting to be around people you wouldn't normally be around. I wouldn't normally spend every day all day with people from different countries, different religions, different languages, different cultures. And it's really special. I mean, it's really helped us to grow. Our virtual assistants are the most faithful, loyal, humble, thankful people on our team. I mean, they're wonderful people. And they really help our team to be, because Americans can be pretty entitled and we can think we have a lot of stuff figured out, but we don't. And it's pretty great to have people from other cultures who are influencing us on a daily basis. So that's kind of why. And the way you would start is think through what are the tasks, typically administrative in nature, that you're doing every day, all day as a real estate agent that do not require a real estate license, right? It's, for example, setting up showings. You're going to go show four houses, right? What do you have to do to go show four houses? Well, you've got to look them up on MLS. You've got to see if they're available. Check with the listing these days. Do they have offers? How many offers do they have, right? Is it even worth showing? All those phone calls, text messages, et cetera. Then you want to put all those addresses in your calendar so you know where to go. Get a list of all the houses together for the client. You know, send them a list of properties, all the planos, all the information, et cetera. That can all be done by a virtual assistant. And in our team, it is all done by a virtual assistant. So that's just one example of where you might start with some of the tasks that virtual assistants can handle for you.
Fantastic. And I also have a rather large team of virtual assistants as well. And the things that you're sharing with me, John, are similar to, you know, what I've learned as well. And I like when you share about how Americans are sometimes entitled and how the Filipino culture is a grateful culture.
Yep.
Yeah, that's something that I appreciate. Something that I didn't, when I first started using virtual assistants, didn't anticipate as a learning opportunity for myself. And that's interesting. We've both had that same experience.
Oh, it's been huge. It's great for the whole team because, you know, people, and what's great is real estate, brand new real estate agents are typically not super entitled because they don't know what they don't know yet. And they're just kind of thrilled that they have an assistant, you know, somebody to help. Yeah. So that's been really cool too for them. Very quickly to be like, oh, this is awesome. And for us, the way it's everybody has their own person they're assigned to. So their main virtual assistant. However, everyone on the team is cross-trained so that they can help each other because there's days when it's overwhelming. Maybe somebody's got to set up six sets of showings and they just can't handle it. So we do have people like on the transaction coordinating team. And so we have 1, 2, 3 VAs on the transaction coordinating team and then one person in the US who manages them. Well, those VAs also know how to like set up showings, right? If somebody's busy, we can get help from someone else on the team. And we use Slack as our communication channel, internal communication, to make sure people know, hey, I need help with this. Can you help? And people could jump in and help.
Okay. So you have a client care team, you have a technical team, and then you have VAs that are assigned to the agent.
Yeah, that's kind of rough. And then we have two that are inside sales guys that are on the phones. One guy who answers the phones in the US and two people who help him. So these are two people in the Philippines with real good language skills, good with scripts, and they help out a lot with phone calls too. So we've kind of got an ISA inside sales team answering the phones, transaction coordinating team, And then broadly speaking, the rest of them are multi-function helping agents, being their assistants and then doing tech stuff that needs work.
Got it. Okay. You mentioned that once you start, you know, getting a team of virtual assistants together, that it becomes easier because talent attracts talent. How long have you had virtual assistants and how did you hire your first one?
So the way I did it is not how I recommend people do it today. The best methodology now is there's a company called Sphere Rocket that I love. A guy named Justin Nelson runs it and he'll go find them for you. They source, it's probably thousands at this point, of virtual assistants specifically for real estate agents a year. And what's cool now is you've got people with like video editing skills, social media skills, so that you can be more granular. We haven't dove into that yet, but he can kind of take him and his team. They take on like, okay, what are you looking for? And then they'll get you four or five people to interview. And then you pick whoever you jive with, right? And that's the best way to do it. And it's not that expensive. I think it's maybe a couple grand to do that. If you go to Sphere Rocket, which is FPHERE Rockets.com, and you put in my name as like the referral source, you'll get like $500 off. I forget exactly what the cost is, but that's the best way to do it. I mean, they're so good at it. I had learned the hard way, whatever years ago it was, before that kind of service existed. And there's also services where there's no upfront fee, but they'll tack on, you know, you pay the VA, you pay, let's say $1,500 a month and $750 goes to the VA and $750 goes to the company who found the VA. And that's ongoing forever. I don't like that model. Okay. That's not my favorite. I'd rather pay a little more upfront and have the person, I pay them directly. To me, that's a bigger win. So I like that methodology. You can find them on Upwork. You can find VAs on VA Facebook groups.
Okay.
There's lots of VA Facebook groups you can find, like Filipino real estate virtual assistant. Just search that up. You'll find those. But I like Sphere Rocket the best right now.
Have you used onlinejobs.ph?
No. Yes. So that's another one that you can do too. And I have a little cheat sheet. If you go to vacheatsheet.com, like VA, like virtual assistant, cheatsheet.com. I do have a whole methodology for how to interview people. Like there is a way to do this. There's certain questions you want to ask. There are certain tips you can utilize to save yourself time. Because if you go post on some of those boards, you're going to get 1,000 people. You're going to get overwhelmed. So you have to make it kind of hard to get to you. Okay. And I have a little methodology to do to kind of make sure you separate the wheat from the chaff on that deal. But yeah, that's a good source too.
Hey there. If you are a real estate agent, and if you've been an agent for a second or more, you realize that there's sometimes peaks and valleys in your income that at the least make you feel anxious. And if you are looking to get rid of those peaks and valleys and you're seeking to have that consistent and predictable income and to specifically take listings in today's market when it's near impossible to get a buyer under contract, I invite you to a 5-day listing domination challenge that I'll be hosting where you'll discover your way, not mine, your way to take listings, and you'll be able to understand where to get seller leads who are ready to hire you right now in today's market and know how to get hired more often. I invite you to join us. It's a free 5-day listing domination challenge. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge. That's the number 5, www.5daylistingchallenge.com. So go ahead and visit www.5daylistingchallenge and I'll see you online.
What have you encountered using virtual assistants has been a challenge for you?
The biggest challenge I faced, and I think most people face, is upfront carving out the time to do the work to train them well.
Okay.
Because it's like anybody else, you have to teach people how to do things. Now you've got even more barriers because there's a language barrier and there's a different time zone and they're not in the same room. And so you have to have really good systems. I mean, you have to have really thought through what are the 50 tasks required to show a house, to list a house, to do a transaction, and really separate. Like we use a program called Asana where we lay out, okay, A, B, C, D, here's all the different things we do. It's just a task management system. And the more you think that through and you really systemize how to do all these things, the better. And putting the time in, like being on Zoom with people for a couple hours a day to teach them how to do this stuff. It's only limited by A, how much can they do that doesn't require a license. So that's a limit, right? There's some things you can't do if you don't have a license. And then B, your willingness to train is all what it comes down to. I mean, we got virtual assistants doing stuff you would not believe. Very high level, important parts of the company that took a long time to train, we have VAs helping write offers, like doing all the execution on, like, we have a hedge fund that hired us to write, you know, 40, 50 offers a week, 60 offers a week sometimes. And we have VAs helping with that because that's a lot of admin work, but it takes a ton of time to train them. And then our licensed people, of course, review them before the offers go out and we make sure they're right. But that's the kind of stuff that takes a lot of work to train people on. But if you spend the time and energy, you can do it. So I'd say finding the time to do a good job training and then creating the systems. Those are the biggest challenges.
And so how do you find that time? And how much, you say you put about 2 hours a day into training. Is that still true today?
When you start, yeah. Now, once you get up and running, your VAs can train the new VAs, right? Yeah. So we just brought on somebody new this week, in fact, and I have nothing to do with that. Now, I spent 100 hours on the checklist, all the different stuff you have to do when you join the Glutch Group. And this is universal for agents, for VA, for anybody. People who join the Glutch, you got to get an email account. You got to sign up for Slack, all those things. I mean, I spent tons and tons of time in Asana thinking through every single thing that has to happen when new people get onboarded. And then for a while, for probably 3 months, every new person we brought on, I was their trainer. I was the person who brought them on because I'd go, oh, okay, that's a good question. That should have been addressed in the checklist. But if you're, you know, at a small scale, it's your first person. Yeah, I would plan on a couple hours a day of figuring out, okay, here's 5, 6, 8, 10 things you can train them on. To then they go off and do it. And they come back to you when they're done and you train them on the next thing.
Okay. And so what about like on a day-to-day basis today? How do you interact? Do you have team meetings? Do you meet with them frequently? What's that look like?
Yeah. So our rhythm is once a month, the whole team meets. So that's 30, whatever that is now, 30 people, I think. And we all do Zoom. So we get people in California, Arizona, Philippines, India, and we're all together. And we have a meeting rhythm we go through. And in that, one of the things we do in that meeting is we go through our wows. And one of what our wows are is like everybody on the team has to think about ahead of time. What's something that somebody on the team did that was really special, kind of above and beyond, either for a client or for them? And they nominate somebody. Hey, I just want to thank, you know, Shiva. He, man, super cool how he went above and beyond and fixed that thing for me. He didn't have to do that. He was on his day off, whatever. And so we go around and do those. And that's really cool. That's a, it takes a while because we've got 30 people now, but it's a really special part of our group because you get to know each other a little bit better in that time. And it's creating a culture where we're thankful and grateful and appreciative of one another. So we do that once a month. And then we also cover team business. We look at our goals and we celebrate the people who sold the most houses. We do all kinds of stuff on those meetings, but that's once a month with everybody. And then as far as the virtual assistants go, that's the only structured meeting. Some departments have meetings, like the inside sales guys meet once a week. I think the transaction coordinators meet every so often to go over like, what are the problems we need to fix? And that's with their department head. So my head ISA, my head TC, they meet with them. And then on a daily basis, we're communicating in Slack. That's kind of our internal, that's like water cooler chat, right? Sure. That's like the, hey, and it's, if you haven't seen it, it's kind of like a, you know, a format of, there's all these different ways you can talk and you can share funny ideas and funny story gifts and whatever. And it's a fun way for us to stay connected with each other. But that's it. We don't have a lot of management. I mean, we're a pretty flat organization. We hire really good people and we give them a lot of work to do. You know, that's one thing in the VA world is this whole deal where, you know, you can get a screen tracker and make sure they're working the hours they're supposed to work, which I just hated that idea from the beginning. I just figured, let's just give them so much work that we know they're busy. We don't have to worry about clocking in and clocking out. It's like, if you get all this done, you're doing a good job. And that's the way we've handled that.
So you find that the cohesion is largely through Slack, is the interaction on a day-to-day basis. Do you ever have video that you're, you know, like working together at the same time, anything like that? Or
not really, only during training. We do that during training, but in Slack, we have all these different channels. Like we have our WOW channel. So when we're not meeting publicly or once a month with everybody, we have a WOW channel. So it's just this place in Slack where every week, once a week, everybody posts their WOWs. And so that's an example of a place. We have one called prayer requests. Like if people are having a hard time, they need something, their kids feeling sick, whatever it is. You can sit in there and say, hey, would you guys pray for me? This is, you know, something's going on. It's kind of hard in my life. We have all these little award systems. We have one called the Glutch Coin. So we copied this like Bitcoin idea. I'm like, okay, let's make a Glutch Coin. So I had my graphic designer create a Glutch Coin. It was like me on the face of it, you know? And the way you earn a Glutch Coin on the outside, it says faster, easier, better, cheaper. And if you find out a way to make the company faster, easier, better, cheaper, you can get nominated for a Glutch Coin. So someone's like, oh dude, that's cool. You found a system error and you fixed it. Or you figured out that email template had the wrong name and you updated it instead of just being lazy and, you know, moving on with your day. Well, that's a way you can get nominated for a Glutch Coin. We also have, we call them our 12 Glutch Group attributes. So these are 12, it's kind of like our core values. And each month we focus on different core value and people can nominate, hey, it's really cool. Like being a team player is one of them. That was really cool how Vanessa was a team player and did this, that, the other thing. And you post that in Slack. And then we also cover those things at meetings. So you just come up with ways, little tokens. We have a, we call it our tokens of excellence, where all these little coins you earn and you can become the employee of the month. And there's all this other stuff. And you get, it's a digital scoreboard. And it's you, every time you get a little token, it goes on the scoreboard. And we review it every month and go, hey, way to go. Look, so-and-so's out ahead on the tokens of excellence, we call it. So you just have to come up with creative ways to, and I'm happy to share any of this. If people want to message me, John.Glutch is my Instagram handle. You can DM me there or just go to johnglutch.com and there's all my contact info's on there. But feel free to reach out if you want to like see this stuff. A lot of it I post on johnglutch.com or I'm happy to share it. And it's just ways, excuses to create a culture where you're connecting with one another.
How often do you hand out a Glutch token?
Oh, those probably three or four a month, something like that. And then we have a team member a month who gets team member of the month. And that's voted on for various, we do all kind of different stuff, depending on the month, how we vote for that. And then once a quarter, we have the Mount Glutchmore Award. We take all 12 attributes and we send a survey around. And we said, okay, of everybody, of all the 30 people on the team, who demonstrated honor the most this quarter? Hope, excellence, you know, team player, all you got on the list, empathy. Excellent. So, and people vote. And whoever gets the most votes, they win the Mount Glutchmore Award. And that's the most coveted of all the awards you can win on our team. So that's once a quarter. So that's kind of the rhythm of how we do these little awards.
I recently wrote the book, Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, consistent and predictable income for real estate agents. I wrote this book because I have sold real estate since 2007. And developed an immense amount of experience and knowledge. During my journey, I've witnessed hundreds and maybe even thousands of real estate agents fail in this business. And I firmly believe that that's a shame. In Real Estate Evolution, I will show you the exact steps that I have used as a real estate salesperson to sell 1 to 15 homes every single month for the past 129 consecutive months. It took me more than 2 decades to learn the sales and persuasion techniques and more than 1 decade to master the real estate sales techniques to be able to produce the content that makes up this book. And it took me more than a year to write at a pace of 3 hours every single day. If you're a real estate agent and you're looking for consistent and predictable income in your business, I invite you to get the book, Real Estate Evolution. And you can get that by visiting www.therealestateevolution.com. And I'll even give it to you for free as long as you pay for the postage.
Now you mentioned, John, you mentioned that you have department heads for transaction care and department heads for inside sales agent. Is those are the two department heads that you have? Do you have other department heads?
That's really it. Our inside sales, our transaction coordinating and slash listing coordinating.
Okay.
And then I run the agent team in California and Brad runs the agent team in Arizona. So we have different heads.
Okay.
And I've got a guy in California, because I'm not even licensed in California. I'm at eXp, which is our big national brand, which means I don't have to have a license to run a team. I can run a team anywhere in the country. So I don't have a license in California. So there's a guy named Tyler on our team who's like the he's licensed and he's kind of the head agent out here. You know, the agents have kind of a head person to go to. And then we have two department people.
The department heads and the agent leads, how often do you meet with them?
Like once a quarter, like every other month. Not very often.
Not very often?
No. We communicate a lot in Slack and we use Loom a lot. Loom is a video recording software where you can record your screen and yourself at the same time. So we do a lot of communicating that way, texting, voice texting, that kind of stuff. We don't do a ton of meetings. So once a quarter, we'll do a meeting. We do one-on-ones with everyone on the team. So they'll meet with their department head and I'll meet with the department head. So we do that once a quarter. And then we do an engagement survey once a quarter as well, where we send out a survey to everybody. And again, I'm happy to share this survey. And it's the basically seeing how connected are people to the company. You know, we ask, you know, pretty bold questions, stuff like what would cause you to leave? Have you been recognized in the last 2 weeks? Do you understand how your role contributes to the greater mission of the company? You know, those kind of things. Do you like it around here? You know, so we do that pretty regularly too. So we kind of have a lot of systemized digital ways of doing this stuff, which means we don't have to do quite as many meetings. But we do in-person meetings once or twice a month in each state as well with the salespeople to do sales training.
If you were to do something differently, putting together this virtual assistant team that you have right now, than what you did, what would that be? Would you do anything differently?
I would do it sooner. There were some people, you know, we've never had a VA quit ever. We've let go of several. And I've learned over the years when there's a tension, because most people who try virtual assistants and fail, it's because they didn't do a good enough job training the person and creating the right systems 80% of the time. But once you're confident that you know what you're doing and you've got a few that are working well, then you've got to be very quick to realize like, oh, this is not working out. Then you have to get faster at, okay, this is not a me problem. I know I'm doing it right because I'm doing it right over here. And the minute you get somebody who's not working out, you just move on. You know, like you just got to be quicker to fire. So we've gotten very quick to hire VAs and quicker to fire. So our onboarding process and our interview process is pretty quick for VAs, especially if they're recommended by somebody, because we know that we can figure out pretty quick if it's going to work out. So why not bring them unless we see red flags, let's bring them into the ecosphere quickly, get them going. And then in a week or two, we'll know if they're the right person.
And how often, what's the success rate?
Very high, with referrals, like 90%, you know. Okay. When we're going out into the cold wild, it's probably 60%, you know, something like that. And then those people we vet a lot stronger. We use that system on the VA cheat sheet I talk about there to vet those folks, because those we have a little lower probability of success with.
Okay. So it really depends on where they're coming from, of how you're going to vet them. And you're much stricter on the vetting process if it's somebody that you weren't referred to.
And Sphere Rocket does a good job of, they do some serious vetting themselves, and they have a guarantee where it's like, if this doesn't work out, they'll get you a new one for some period of time, which is pretty cool. So you've got a lot less risk there. But I'd say that most people just need to default to it. It's your problem, not theirs. It's not the VA's fault. If you're new, it's probably your fault. So start there and really be self-aware and get some help if you need to from some people who've done this well before you go firing people, because you might be the problem.
What's next for the Glutch Group?
We are really enjoying, like, I don't have any ambition to go to some other state or anything. I just really like, we've grown a lot. We added like $1.5 million to our commissions last year. And a lot of that is because we're just scaling up our lead system and some other things that we've done a really good job of and bringing on really good agents. And so really for me, it's at this point, I'm doing it because it's fun. I really enjoy it. You don't have to, I can stop, but I really love it. And in particular, I love helping agents grow. You know, they come on and they did 5 deals last year, and then the next thing you know, they're doing 15 or 20. Like, I really love that. So that's really the thing, is just figuring out how to do this in a fun way that's scalable, you know. But I don't have any goal to get to 50 agents or 100 agents or whatever. We'll get wherever we get, as long as they're good people. So I don't know. I don't have any huge ambition other than I'm just kind of fielding the balls that come my way and trying my best to serve our agents well.
You've added a bunch of agents over the last year and a half or so. So where did they come from?
Almost all referral. And then I post a lot of stuff on social and on johnglutch.com. Like, I really work hard. Anytime I come up with some new plan or idea that's working, I'll just do a video on it, like a YouTube video, and post it on my website. And I get some traction from that too. People are like, dang, dude, this is like super helpful stuff. And I'll shoot it out to all the people that on my team, you know, so they can benefit from it. So I'm just taking all the stuff that we're doing that's working and sharing it. And so I do get new people that way too. But we're not proactively recruiting at all right now. It's more, we are for EXP. Like, our broker is always growing. And we get incentivized at EXP to recruit people. So we're doing some proactive work there, but not for the team. Team is all organic right now.
And so if someone wants to reach out to you and learn more about EXP, how do they do that?
Yeah. So again, at john.glutch or johnglutch.com is a great way to kind of see what I'm about, get my vibe there. And then there's a button where you can click and book an appointment to do a phone call with me there. And some weeks are busier than others. If you don't see any weeks, you can always just message me, and could be because we just haven't updated the calendar, but that's a good way to reach out. And I'm happy to help. You know, like, I do these interviews and oftentimes people will hear something I say and they just have a question about it. I'm happy just to chat about that too.
Well, that's fantastic, John. I appreciate your time today and learning. I really appreciate learning how you, because I have, as I mentioned to you, a similar size team of virtual assistants, and I've been using virtual assistants since 2009. So I have a lot of history in doing what you're explaining to us today. Wow. And it's really great. I haven't shared any of that because I'm the interviewer, right? Yet. really great to learn, you know, more about what you're doing and everything that you shared today. I would say I'm, you know, very, very consistent with, you know, in regards to at least the way that people operate, how to find virtual assistants, all that type of stuff.
Yeah,
there's some differences, right? But the similarities are definitely there in regards to the gratitude and the reliableness of virtual assistants, particularly in the Philippines.
Yeah. Dude, that's awesome. Way to go. You were there early. I mean, 2009 is real early. So
I was using Craigslist. That's how I got my virtual assistants.
Yeah. It's gotten way easier and way better. I mean, the tools and resources available are insanely better than they were in 2009. I mean, now it's all the cloud-based systems are so good. I mean, this is the way of the future. Like, you're going to be behind in 5 years if you're not doing that.
I would say the biggest difference between, we don't use Slack. We use Google Messenger, very similar to the way that you use our Google chat. And we have the different rooms broken out the same as you do. Yeah. We use video more. We use video on a daily basis. So there's more of an interaction.
How are you doing that? What's that look like?
Google chat or Ring Central. And we do a daily meeting. Yes, Jalene. Jalene's my director of operations, talking about rewards and recognition. So she's taking her ahas right there. I love that. Jalene's been with me for 3 years. And so yeah, the rewards and recognition is something that we have an opportunity to improve on within ourselves. The daily meetings we do on videos, and we have our inside sales agents are actually in a room, a Google chat room, and they're lead generating daily with our agents and with myself as well. So we'll sometimes have 10 or 12 people in the lead generation room at the same time. And that gives us a chance to learn from each other, gives us a chance to coach each other and keep the energy live as well.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So you're kind of like, it's sort of on in the background. Is that the idea? Like while you're working on stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah. So if we're lead generating, I may have 7 or 8 people that are on the screen right there, and I don't need my computer for my lead generation, you know, typically, or maybe if I am, I'm, you know, switched around on Windows, whatever the case may be, you know, and I'm just, you know, taking notes and, you know, just supporting each other for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. That's fantastic.
Thank you so much for your time and for sharing your wisdom with us today. And I know that you already gave, you know, a couple places for people to find you. Share your website one more time, please.
Yeah, johnglutch.com, johnglucch.com. Love to connect with you. Give me a call or book an appointment there, or just you know, check out the resources. Love to get to know you.
Fantastic. Thank you again, John. See you.
Hey, thanks so much.
Hate the feeling of missing out and not knowing where to start? Aside from grabbing a copy of The Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, we also encourage you to join our ever-growing group, the Consistent and Predictable Income Community. Apply for a membership on Facebook and visit us at thecpicommunity.com online to listen to our previous superstar interviews.
This is Mitch Steven. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing Dan Roshan.
Dan is a top team leader in the DC area with Keller Williams. And he breaks down his journey. He's somebody that, you know, struggled for the first 6 months like so many real estate agents do, and then something clicked.
He helped me tremendously, specifically with creating systems in place.
It's very important to have a process in place that works not just for you, but for also the client.
If you are still listening, it is because you align with the CPI community. That means that you love to learn. You are ambitious, qualified, smart, and professional. Mostly, you understand that you're in charge to design your life. If you do not want to wait until next show is posted, I invite you right now to visit www.thecpicommunity.com, which is the official website of the CPI community. There, you'll have access to eavesdrop on past conversations I've had with the top salespeople, business owners, and entrepreneurs. The content is free and there's no opt-in. If you really want to hit the ground running, I encourage you to apply on the homepage of thecpicommunity.com to become CPI certified. It is a compensated service, and those that have become certified have reported back that they have more than tripled their business sales and done so in 20% less time. The CPI certification is a part of the CPI curriculum, which is the blueprint where you will learn the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks. Lastly, I invite for you to share this podcast with others who are competitive, love to learn, assertive, relationship-based, self-starters, just like you so they can also benefit. And please leave us a rating or a review and subscribe now so that you'll be notified of the next show. Thank you again. I'll see you on the next show. To your success.